Hi, I'm Thomas Cook. Welcome to Making It and what that means to me.
Episode 8, Making It with Thomas Cook. Thomas, it's been quite a journey so far. We've gone through Indiana, we've gone through Cape Cod, we've gone down into Nashville. Now we're back in Palm Beach, Florida. You just rocked and rolled in the last one about your experiences running a nightclub, losing money in a nightclub, turning thrift stores into the cool, hip places to do events and to buy and see and be seen. I know there's a lot more you want to say about Palm Beach. In episode 8, we're going to dive into some of those things. So, Thomas, what else is there?
It's so funny. I forgot to say that when I was a kid growing up in Cape Cod, I was working at a hotel for a summer job. I was a young kid. I think I was a junior in high school. It was a summer job in Hyannisport. Cape Cod. A bunch of these people from the Olympics were coming to the hotel, and I was a concierge. And I didn't know what a concierge was. The keeper of the keys. And I was an assistant concierge. So I'd be able to help people know where to get the haircut, what restaurants to go to, what theaters, and they would tip you if you're really good. So this time I was a concierge at the hotel, and I just drove up and said I was there for the job. There was no posting. I just said I was there to apply. It didn't matter how much they gave me. I'd taken the job anyways. It was a really great hotel, as a matter of fact. It was swanky, as they say. So this week, they had Olympic people going to be there. The first person that, and please know that I love you. You know who I'm about to talk about. So this first person came up, and he was very short. And now remember, this is Cape Cod. And the most famous thing in Cape Cod is the Special Olympics. Because of the Kennedys. So I swear to God, I thought this group was involved with the Special Olympics because they were all tiny people, meaning small. So just so you all know, what was happening was it was the National Figure Skating Championships. But anybody that's a figure skater is tiny. The men, the women, they're small. That small guy was named Scott Hamilton, who then won 8 gold medals, the number one figure skater of the world. 8 gold medals. Scott, I love you if you're listening, because you come back into the chapters 20 from now about cancer. Again, cancer. But Scott, at the time, introduced me to some of the folks there as well. And there was a girl named Kitty Carruthers. Kitty and PETA, they won the silver medal in pairs figure skating. And Kitty came up to me at the desk to ask me some questions. And I'll never forget her sweet little face. Kitty was one of my first loves of my life. Kitty, if you're listening, we've never had this conversation. I've never had this conversation with anyone. You were sweet. You were kind. You were so nice. It was so great dating. And I remember all of the nationals and all the competitions and going to Wilmington, Delaware, where they would train for the Olympics. I remember your brother throwing you in the air on the ice rink and you just land flat on your head. And I'm like, oh my God, why would anybody do this? And every morning up at 5 a.m., both you and your brother. Oh my God. The reason I'm bringing all this up is I'd met them back then and cut to 10 years later at the Palm Beach Rehabilitation Center. I bring PETA and Kitty to Palm Beach to do an event with me at the Polo Club. And they were the celebrities. That was after they had won the silver medal. And remember, Kitty, we had that thing where you would do the Carol Burnett thing and grab your ear on TV, and that would be you saying hi to me. And I bought you that little diamond in the necklace that you had on your chain with all those charms. Wow, that was amazing. Such fun memories. So that was an amazing part of bringing them back into my life to Palm Beach. And then I remember, and up with people, again, years before, we had gone there to sing, and here I am again, back in Palm Beach, aft up with people, at the Polo Club, where I first experienced the first time an up with people. And I remember we were on the bus at up with people, I had green pants and a pink shirt on. The guy, the manager of Up With People, said, Thomas, you have to go change those green pants. I said, what are you talking about? I'm from Cape Cod. Of course everyone's got to have green pants and a pink shirt. He says, Thomas, you cannot wear green pants to the polo club. You have to be formal. I refused to take off the green pants. And when we got there, everybody was in green pants and pink Oxfords. And it was awesome because everybody laughed and thought, oh my God, he knew. So Scott, if you're listening, I love you, man. I know you're from Canada. You didn't know the difference, but I love you. All of these wonderful thinking backs of, oh my God, I've been there before. Here I am again. And one of the greatest things I did before I moved to New York, because I fell in love with another woman. Boy, so much will come forward in this story later on. But I fell in love with another woman. She did horse shows. Her name was Lisa. What a beautiful experience that was. I didn't know much about horses, but just before I left Palm Beach, the last thing after writing all these songs for charities and theme songs, and I knew then after 2 years that it was time again. I didn't want to stay on an island and just not move on. It was a great experience. Loved it. The last thing I did was two gentlemen came up to me and said, Thomas, we need marketing. We need help. They had a race car. They said, what do you think we should do with this race car to get sponsors and publicity? And I came up with the idea of doing the race against drugs. And that was when Nancy Reagan was the first lady. And I even have the program. And the race against drugs campaign was so cool because that was on the front of the car. And then Hooters was one of the sponsors. And the funny part was, we went to Atlanta where they had the second Hooters. The first one was in Florida and the next one was in Buckhead. And who would have known 100 years later, again, back in Buckhead. But the Hooters was there. And the, one of the owners had said, do you want to invest in this company called Hooters? I'm like, oh my God, who would ever want to eat chicken wings with girls with big breasts and orange shorts? Little do you know, Hooters was a pretty good, big success. The Race Against Drugs campaign was this amazing campaign that I was, it was kind of one of my biggest ones of getting involved in charity and nonprofit. And there was a company called Cellular One. And the reason I bring this up for all you young people is all this new IT and technology and all these new companies that are happening around you right now, right before your eyes, Amazon and all this stuff happening, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and go, oh my God, I was a part of that beginning. Cellular One was one of the first companies in America that had cell phones. The only people that had them were rich people. They were in Rolls Royces and limousines in New York and around the country. But they also had these phones where it was a big, huge battery pack from the military. The ones they used to use in the military, that was the first cell phone that they had. And I remember they bolted one to my convertible car. So I was like one of the few people in Palm Beach that would drive around in my LeBaron convertible with a cell phone going, hello. Even if nobody was there, I'd still talk on it because it was so cool. If I would have bought stock then in Cellular One, it'd be like buying stock in Facebook when it first came out of Google. And I'm like, and one of my comments, just so you know, we all learn from being stupid. I said to headquarters, I said, guys, this is awesome. But you know, you keep on saying everybody in the country, in the world will have a cell phone one day. And I said to you, you know what? People can't afford this. There's no way everyone will ever have a cell phone. Okay, I was a little wrong on that one. However, how great to be part of something like that. So after that all ended with my incredible experience, as I said, I met this other young lady and she lived in some place called New York City. And I gotta tell you, I would never move to New York City ever, 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 ever if I didn't know somebody. Because I didn't want to get swallowed up and I didn't want to lose myself. It was great being a big fish in a small pond and all these places, but New York City, oh my God, it would just devour me. So because I met her and she offered me to come and move, I really thought about, what do I do? Palm Beach was awesome. It was amazing. The weather was beautiful. People loved me. Again, my phone didn't ring. And for me, it was, you're young, go. Keep on going, explore. When I look back at a lot of these different places, some of you may ask, you know, if you would have stayed at one place long enough, you could have really succeeded more. That might have been true. If I would have stayed in Nashville, I'd probably be a huge producer, director in Nashville. I'd probably be running half of country music, but that wasn't where my passion was. And that wasn't where I believe I was supposed to be. I followed my gut. I followed my heart. My podcast, Making It, as we get further down the road, you'll understand every chapter is making it. And it's bringing me to the next place. So I don't want to ever second guess my heart, my soul, and doubt that. For me, leaving Palm Beach, it was time. Let's be honest. I'm in my 20s. How many 20-year-olds want to stay in Palm Beach with a bunch of people with blue hair that are rich and just hanging out? That's where you go to retire and die. I was just alive. I was ready to be reborn. So New York, get ready. I'm coming. I miss your gentle touch and holding you so much every night.
If you enjoyed that song and would like to support Thomas Cook's music and ongoing podcast, please visit iTunes, where you can purchase Thomas's album, The Gift of Words and Music. For more information and to book Thomas as a speaker at your next event, please visit thomascookdc.com.